We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe Girardi is brought to you by your participating Tri-State Buick GMC dealership, by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich of the Yankees, by New York Community Bank and NYCB Family of Banks. Visit them online at NYCB.com. And by Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, the preferred pizza of New York baseball, the manager of the New York Yankees, Joe Girardi. Joe, and Evan, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic.
Good.
We see Aaron Judge is hitting sixth. In general, when a guy has been batting third a lot or batting second a lot and they're moved in the order, what does that do, if anything, to them mentally when there is that kind of change in the batting order for them?
You know, it can do a number of things. You know, hopefully it can get them going. Sometimes it will frustrate a hitter when he gets moved in the lineup. But it comes down to he's been struggling, you know, really since the All-Star break. And some of the guys are swinging a little bit better. I'm trying to get, you know, some of our better matchups in this situation ahead of him.
Joe, what are your feeling on what you attribute to the struggles Judge has had in the second half?
You know, I think it's been a mechanical issue that he can't seem to get away from. And we're trying a lot of different things, and he's trying a lot of different things. And we'll continue to work at it. I mean, it's obviously correctable in our eyes. And just right now, he's struggling. And sometimes it's when, you know, I equate it to when, like, a taller pitcher gets a little out of whack. It seems to be more out of whack than anyone else because of their height, and sometimes it's tougher.
Do you sense, because look, when he had that tear in the first half, it was historic. I mean, you had the commissioner of baseball saying the guy could be the face of baseball. Do you think he's been putting too much pressure on himself lately?
Oh, I think part of that could be it. I think, you know, he probably feels a lot of weight on his shoulders, and I'm trying to take that off of him. I mean, if you think that you can rely on one guy in a lineup to win a season for you, I mean, it just doesn't happen. I don't care how you could have 200 RBIs. It takes eight other guys. And, you know, I'm sure he feels that, and we're trying to relieve that as best we can. But it's not easy always being a young player in this game, because there are a lot of things that can come your way fast, and then you can go through your struggles, and maybe you've never really struggled, you know, for a long period of time, and it can be extremely frustrating.
You know, we saw Greg Bird. He's back, and I know he obviously was in a losing cause in the second game, Joe, but he had a nice game. He drove in all four runs. He had that three-run home run, so he had some really good at-bats. How about him right now? I mean, you feel good about what you're seeing from Bird right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely better than what we saw, you know, while he was injured. And, you know, we think he's making strides. And obviously, he's behind a lot of guys because he doesn't have 500 at-bats under his belt. But we've liked what we've seen. Again, he was productive. I think he's had six RBIs since he's been back, and we need that. Because, again, the best way to be successful as a team is if you have, you know, five or six guys hitting at a time in a lineup, but you're not just relying on one or two guys. And he's a guy that can drive in a lot of runs and hit the ball out of the ballpark.
With Matt Holliday coming back soon, will you play him every day once he's back?
You know, I mean, we got to see where he's at. You know, my idea is to get him back in there, you know, because he's a veteran presence that I think can help some of these young kids. And when we were rolling, he was rolling, and he was a big part of that. And, you know, he took the pressure off a lot of these young kids, in a sense, because he was in the middle of the order. So I'd like to get him going and have him be a big part of this.
Joe, you brought in another catcher. Now, I know Sanchez and Romine are both going to have to serve these suspensions. Do you have any idea when those suspensions are going down? I mean, how about that?
No, we're not sure yet, but obviously it's going to happen. And, you know, you got to have two catchers on your roster at all times. So, you know, we did sign him. And usually in September, you call a catcher up in the month of September. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
What was your biggest issue from that whole, just that Royal Rumble that we saw between you guys and the Tigers? What was your biggest issue on the way that was handled?
The warning should have been issued after Fulmer hit Sanchez. To me, because it was intentional, and I think everybody knew it was intentional, and I understood why it happened. Sometimes these things happen. He also hit Ellsbury on purpose, when Miguel Cabrera had a problem, and you could see him in the dugout ranting and raving at our ballpark. So here's a guy that hit two people on purpose and serves no suspension, no time, and there was no warning given. And to me, that's what really opened it up.
What happened? Because we've heard Miguel tell his side, Austin Romine tell his side. What do you gather happened that caused everything to be escalated between those two guys?
Well, I think Miguel said something to the Romine, and Romine said, "I'm not talking to you." And Miguel, I guess, took exception to it, and I don't know. But Miguel obviously was the aggressor, and that's why he got seven games. And it's unfortunate because these guys mean so much to me. I know their season has not been what they want, and I'm sure there's a lot of frustration. But, I mean, it's hurting us. It's going to hurt us. And, you know, for their team and probably where they were hoping to get to, you know, the chances of them making the playoffs are really, really slim. I mean, really, really slim. So it's not going to hurt them as bad.
Joe, I'm talking to Joe Girardi, of course, the manager of the Yankees. You're in a tough stretch now as far as the teams you're playing. I mean, we saw what happened with Cleveland, who right now looks like the class of the league. Now you got the Red Sox coming in for a huge four-game series. You got the red-hot Orioles after that. I mean, it's a huge time for your team right now. I mean, looking at this series right now coming up with the Red Sox, you look at it that, hey, we got to basically take three out of four here because we can't fall too much farther behind in this divisional race. How about that?
You know, I don't want to sound like a cliche, but, I mean, really, just win tonight, okay? And then let's see where we are after tonight, because I think sometimes you can look too far out front and get ahead of yourself and present challenges to yourself. And do you reach them or do you not reach them? Or if you do reach it right away, then do you say, okay, this game doesn't mean as much? So to me, you know, you got to focus on just the game tonight. You got to do whatever you can to win the game tonight. And then you worry about tomorrow. And obviously, I'm not downplaying the significance of this series. Obviously, it's really, really significant. But if you look forward to Saturday and Sunday, it doesn't do us any good tonight.
You got to love having CeCe on the mound. I mean, he has been unbelievable after Yankee losses, 8-1 with this sparkling ERA. He's really been like a stopper for you guys after losses.
Well, that's a challenge. I think CeCe's always welcomed his whole career, and he's used to being that guy. And he's used to being an ace, and he's used to, you know, going on short rests and do whatever it takes to win. And that's why you like CeCe on the mound in these games, because you know his heart and head will be in the right place, and he understands what he needs to do, and he's not going to be overwhelmed by the circumstances. So that's why you like CeCe in these situations.
And you got yourself set up. I mean, you got all your big pitches set up for this series, Joe. You got to feel pretty good about that, right?
Yeah, the only one that we're going to miss for a couple days is Greeny.
Okay.
And he's been exceptional. And he had another exceptional day yesterday. But we probably won't have him. I know we don't have him tonight. We probably won't have him tomorrow, so I won't have him until Saturday. But the other guys are fairly rested because, unfortunately, we didn't need him.
Yeah. We're talking to Joe Girardi, manager of the Yankees. They get set for this four-game series with the Red Sox. Did they ever give you an explanation? And by the way, I got to tell you, when you get angry, I know you're angry, you're very entertaining to watch. I mean, you get ticked. And a lot of times I agree with you, especially with that replay debacle over the weekend. Have you ever gotten an explanation on why they didn't overturn that call and say it was an illegal slide?
Well, they said they didn't think that he impeded the throw. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's a judgment call. But what's not a judgment call is he changed directions of his path, and he did not slide to where he could touch the base. So that's two things that he did wrong, and that's not a judgment. That was clear. So that's why I have a problem with it. You know, and you watch other things, and sometimes you just don't understand why things are called, but you got to deal with it.
You know, Joe, it's funny. I mean, you look at what's going on behind you now as far as this wild card situation. I mentioned the Orioles all of a sudden. And, you know, they've won seven games in a row. Minnesota won again today. I don't know if you saw the end of that game. Crazy guy hit by pitch with the bases loaded to win the game. You got all these teams, the Angels. I mean, are you surprised what's happening behind you in this wild card race?
No, I'm not surprised because I think there's, you know, with all the things that have happened in baseball, the revenue sharing and the influx of money, I think teams have been able to hold on to their players, sign them to long-term deals. They've tried to have competitive balance, and I think that's what they got. So I'm not surprised, and obviously it's going to be a dogfight till the end.
When Gary Sanchez had the pass ball first inning, your thoughts on what went wrong on that play and really overall his defense over the last couple of weeks in your opinion?
Well, I think his defense has definitely improved. I do. You know, it's a mechanical thing that he does with his glove. that, you know, we kind of picked up on, and it's something we're working on, you know. And one of the toughest position to break in as a rookie is a catcher. There is no doubt about it. You have 12 guys you're responsible for. You have 12 guys that have completely different stuff. You have to block balls. You have to frame balls. You have to throw runners out. You have to know the plan. The guy doesn't have his stuff that day. You got to figure out how to get him out. Then you had two new starting pitchers, and you had a couple new relievers. It's not easy. And when you're a young player, there's a lot of expectations on you as well offensively. It's a lot on his plate. And I think he's handled it pretty well. You know, I think we all wish, you know, that, you know, any player during the course of the season is going to wish that he could have done this and done that and played a little bit better here and played a little bit better there. But you got to remember, this is still a kid, 24 years old, and I think he has improved. He will continue to improve, and I'm sure he's frustrated by it. But to me, that's a good sign, too, because now he's showing frustration and expects to make all the plays, and that's probably the best thing that's coming out of all of this.
Joe, right now, Betances is your closer until further notice?
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of using it depending on if I need multiple outs and who do I have multiple outs. Sometimes it's where I'm in the lineup, who do I prefer in that situation. But I would close with Robbie as well. Either one of those two guys.
Okay.
What's been the biggest difference with Tanaka since he's come back? Looks like he's throwing the ball real well.
You know, I just think his stuff has been sharper, you know, and the big thing is that split and the consistency of his slider. When he has both of those, he's a very effective pitcher. And his last couple starts, he's had them.
Joe, I want to go back to game one of the Cleveland series because I thought that really set the tone. You know, you had Severino going mano-mano with Kluber there. You had the lead, but he gave up those three solo home runs. What was overall your assessment of Severino in that game?
I thought he pitched pretty well, and I thought he, you know, matched Kluber pretty well. But I think that he made a couple mistakes, which Kluber does not make very many mistakes. And it's a step that players will make as they learn to become aces, which I think Seve has the ability to do. Those mistakes get less and less. And when you're in situations like that, you know, they don't happen. And, you know, Ramirez has been as good a hitter as anyone in the league this year. He got him for a couple. He made a mistake, and it's just something he will learn as he continues to pitch.
Now, I can tell you as a fan, I hate tomorrow because starting tomorrow, there's a million guys on the rosters.
I agree.
Oh, so you don't like this even as a manager, having all these extra guys?
I don't. I think the roster should be limited to 28 players or 29. I think you should be able to add one catcher because I think there's some importance to that. One position player and really one pitcher, and that is it. And you can taxi squad guys, and if you want to change those guys out daily, that's fine. But if you taxi squad a starting pitcher, he can't pitch for 10 days.
I like that.
So, to me, yes. Because to me, it's not fair. You play 5 months by one rule. Now, the most important month, it's a whole different set of rules.
Oh, completely. So, and as a fan at home, there's 175 pitching changes.
Oh,
games take
ridiculous.
4 hours.
And they talk about, you know, wanting to increase the pace of games. I mean, you can go left, right, left, and you can use three pitchers, and you still got nine in your bullpen. And it doesn't really matter. So I'm not a fan of it.
Now, with that said, these are the rules, so you have to play by them.
Yes.
Do you manage a game differently knowing you've got like 36 relievers that you can go to?
Yeah, but I mean, you're still going to manage the game pretty much the same way when it's on the line with the relievers that have the experience and have done the job the whole year.
Right.
What you might do is in games that are blowouts, you might pitch pitchers that are different. But for the most part, you use the pitchers usually in the same situations you did in the month of April, May, June, July, and August.
Joe, how many now? Tomorrow is your dugout going to be loaded? I mean, do you know how many guys you're going to be calling up tomorrow?
Yeah. It will not because part of the problem is a guy like Tyler Austin, he's not eligible to come back tomorrow. A guy like Tyler Wade is not eligible to come back tomorrow. There's some guys that just aren't eligible because they haven't been down 10 days.
Right. That is true. Yeah, 10 days unless there's an injury.
Yes.
Who starts Monday? Does Jaime Garcia stay in the...
We have not made that decision.
Could it be both? Is it possible you go six-man?
It's possible, yeah, but I don't think I could start both at the same time.
Well, yeah, I know. As I said that, I realized, wait a second. That'd be quite interesting, though.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Well, before I let you go, Joe, you mentioned Jaime. Were you happy with his performance yesterday?
Yeah, I thought he did a pretty good job. I mean, he battled, and that's what he does. He battles and makes pitches, and I thought he did a pretty good job.
Mm.
Joe, good talking to you. Good luck this
weekend. Good luck, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Joe Girardi, manager of the Yankees. He, like us, we hate the fact that tomorrow there'll be 150
guys. Really ridiculous. You know, I never used to think about it too much, but it's absurd. I mean, and you look at these dugouts, there's like 45 guys in a dugout.
You know what's happened? This always bothered me.
More guys in a dugout sometimes in the stands.
Oh, in a lot of stadiums.
Right.
Damn right.
Right.
This always bothered me, but the reason why I think you're noticing it now is it's abused more
now.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I think you're right. You're 100% right.
Like
it's abused more now.
It was a few extra guys.
Right.
I didn't like it for the reason Joe just gave, which is, hey, you play by one set of rules at the beginning of the year. Why are you adding all these extra guys? I think nowadays it's become a bigger issue because, oh, my God, they packed these dugouts with so many guys.
It's unbelievable.
And the bullpen change.
Yeah, well, that's what really is the biggest issue. Yep.
That's the killer.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.